One, two, three, and to the four. What is up, my friends? Today is Friday, March 22nd, and this is season three, episode 42 and episode 142 in total of Nothing But a Fut Thing, the show brought to you by a few friends in the fut community just like yourselves. I am your host, Kevin. However, I'm not alone today. Joining me are a bunch of people, starting with John. How you doing, man? Happy Persian New Year. Happy Nowruz, John.
Yes, yes. Happy New Year and happy continued birthday, Fut. Never stop celebrating.
Yes, happy birthday to Fut as well. And Martin, how you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. What's up? Excited to be here.
Yes, I'm very excited. Another new week of FIFA, so we had to bring along Brando. What's up, man? Good to see you again.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing? Happy birthday, EA Sports, my favorite video game company ever. I love you guys, and I hope you put Pele in my 15 coin pack.
Oh, man, I thought you were about to say you just packed him. And joining us as well, returning again, is Dan Mian. Really good to see you, man. How you doing, bro?
I am very good. I think it's third time lucky for me, because this is the first pod that I get to share with Brando as well as John. So
very exciting.
Yeah, the universe... I just erupted.
Likewise.
Yeah, the universe was like conspiring to not let John and Dan be on a pod together, but we have defeated the universe because they are here for Fut Birthday. Fut Birthday Team 2. Actually, it's not even called Fut Birthday anymore, right? Ultimate Birthday Team 2 is here. The Chuameni SBC is here, so we will talk about Chewy because I know a lot of people are interested in him. And he had that evil earlier in the year, which I know was awesome. We also got 82 plus upgrades, the 83 plus team of the week pick, that's always there and it's back. 88 plus campaign pick is there as well. The 82 times 20 is there again, as well as the daily login. So guys, please make sure that you guys are continuing to do your daily login, as well as a 15 coin pack and some new evolutions, which I know John has already started looking at. And I've looked at some of the evolutions too, and I don't know if any of them fit the Japan squad, so I'm a little salty about that. Definitely salty about that. But the new team is here and a buttload of content, so maybe we'll start there today. John, by any chance, do you have this team up in front of you?
I do. So yes, team two is here. And I think I know Brando was tweeting about it earlier, but it looks pretty good. There's so many, I think, high tier cards in this one. There's a lot of fodder cards, of course, per usual, but I feel like there's more high-end cards in this one than we have had previously. Mo Salah, he was on the loading screen. All the leakers took credit for the leak, though. He gets two cards, one 5-star skills, one 5-star weak foot. He still has his beloved Finesse Shot Plus. That's going to be crazy. Frankie de Jong, I think he might be the best box-to-box midfielder in the game right now. He looks amazing. So many good cards. I won't name them all so we can talk about them. And then a new icon team. Pele has like his fifth promo card of the year, so that's great. And then icons look really, really good too, I think. I think the icons looked good last week, and I think these ones look really good too. I know Martin was talking about one in particular before we recorded. So yeah, I think it's off to a great hit. Last week was amazing. There was a ton of stuff to do on the menus. The SBCs were engaging. And then also we have EA themselves leaked their SBC schedule again. And we got Chuameni today. We got the Savigny objective today. He's kind of a guy that's been, I don't know if popular is a correct term to use, but he's gotten a lot of cards over the years. I think since like FIFA 19. He's got a ton of like team of the season cards and stuff like that. Liga 1. Karchawi looks like she's going to get a twin SBC. So the 5-star skills, 5-star weak foot choice. Haji, the icon, is getting an SBC. Reese James. Luca Bacchio. If you remember this guy, he was the most overpriced footmiss SBC in FIFA 20. He's getting an SBC. Another twin SBC set of Evan Ferguson. The highly touted Irish youngster striker that plays for Brighton, surely going to move to a bigger club for millions and millions of dollars, and Brighton will be laughing to the bank again. And then Leah Williamson, SBC, the Arsenal center back, I believe. And I forgot, I think it's maybe she had a Centurions card this last year where she had a really sick dynamic where she was kind of like holding up the back of her jersey pointing to her name. So that's pretty cool. So lots of stuff to look forward to this week. I think the promo team looks awesome. Hopefully the pack weight is up like it was last week, where, you know, you packed a ton of these cards as fodder and then maybe packed one, two, or three that were kind of in the upper echelons of coin value. So I don't know, Dan, which one of these cards excites you? What SBCs are you looking to do on the horizon? Are you going to get into two of many? Do you got your eye on Rhys James or somebody? So what's kind of your plan this week?
Yeah, so in terms of cards in the promo team that excite me, if that's the question, I'm really liking the look of that Marco Royce. And for no other reason than it's pretty much the same card as the FIFA 21 Foot Birthday SBC. So I've got very fond memories of that card. So hopefully I pack a Marco Royce this week. But in terms of SBCs, I'm really not sure. I've got actually quite a bit of high-rated fodder in the club. I didn't really do any SBCs last week. I did not do Makaleli or anything like that. So I'm considering Ribery or Tchouaméni, but I don't think I can afford both.
Yeah, yeah. We forgot to mention Ribery, too, who's out there. His Team of the Year card gets an SBC. Kevin, I know EA are watching your account carefully, and every time you pack a good promo card, they release it as an SBC to kind of devalue it for you. So I don't know. What about you, man? What is interesting you? Are you going to look to pick up any of these cards this week to try out? And then what SBCs maybe are you looking to get into?
Yeah. So, I was looking at the promo team, and actually, I mean, I wish I had a few more coins. I've been putting all my coins into Evos. I put a lot of coins into Evos recently, so I would be able to afford and try her. I'm kind of close. I can't right now. Mallory Swanson. She looks awesome. Her card was so good at the start of the year. She's so fun in game. They fixed her composure. That was a huge issue with this card. Like, not just her, also the gold Sophia Smith had this problem as well. This has been cured on this card. She now has 90 composure. She looks great in game. Five star. Really good. So, would love to try her. And then, sorry to steal another one real quick here, but I really want to try Abilie. I don't know how to say her name. That one, the French girl. They gave her high now. She looks good. She actually looks really good in game. I mean, the problem with her before, I'm pretty sure she was high or medium high, so like she had the defensive midfielder work rates, but if you look at her card, she looked like a box-to-box midfielder and an 8, and now she's high. So that's great. That works now for this role. So that's awesome. I'd love to try her card. She has two versions as well. If you want to give me either of them, EA, that would be great. I would take either happily. That would be a ton of fun to test out this card. She looks really good. And then, oh, SBCs, John, you did mention those. There's some good ones, and I was kind of looking ahead and, like, planning this. I could do, like, maybe an English/Prem theme for next weekend, have, like, a fun-ish team. So maybe we get Evan Ferguson in there, we get Leah Williamson, and I'm pretty sure there was some other one that, you know what, John? You put this in the show notes so I could see here. Rhys James as well. That is the one that I also wanted to. Looks awesome. So, I mean, it'll be fun, right? So we'll have three SBCs we can grind out this week. And also, I started out Socrates, dude. Socrates. So I know a few of you guys have been using him in our group. I know Blimp has really talked about him a lot. So excited to use him. I know me and Brando got 10 games out of him on co-op because we did, you know, you get 5 games and you switch over to someone else's account and you get 5 more games. So he was a lot of fun there. Interested to see how he works when I have him, like, in my own hands, right? So that's where I'm at for this week.
Dude, yeah. Some really good podcast hosts. Podcast host, put that in the show notes for you. So now we know Brando likes to take all of the options here. So I'm gonna go with you, Martin.
Thank you.
And Brando can clean up at the end, and I'll take the scraps after Brando. So what's your plan, Martin?
Yeah, first of all, I think the most important piece of news today is the fact that Fridolina Rolfu got her dynamic pick as well as a massive upgrade. So the card is looking really, really good, plus really, really sexy too. So that's the first thing. But as far as the promo team is concerned, I'm actually very interested in Andrea Pirlo. Not gonna lie, he is looking awesome. Upgraded work rates to high. He has every passing play style plus the incisive pass plus. as well as the technical plus and press proven, first touch and dead ball. So he should be amazing. He has 99 passing, 95 dribbling, and his pace, which is an area in which he lacks a bit of you know, juice. He has 87, so that should be enough for him. And yeah, I think we talked about this before, John. Risto Stoichkov looking like one of the better strikers in the game right now. So yeah, I think it's definitely interesting. Last week, I wasn't able to pack any of the really good promo cards, not even an icon. So I'm looking forward to this week. I think the team in general looks, I mean, it has some of the lower rated fodder cards, but as you mentioned, I think this team overall looks better. I think the icons are very interesting. I'd take any of those, to be honest. So looking forward to this week. Who's next? Brando?
Yeah, so EA, I just want the entire icon team. Just just give me all of them.
No, but, that's reasonable.
Yeah. No, but, seriously, I would really love Goretzka. Goretzka, I don't know. He gets a promo card like every 2 months. Ever since like FIFA 21, he's always got a promo card like every other promo. But this one looks crazy. He's very expensive, so no chance I'll be able to afford him. But he is a 5-4 version and a 4-5. His card looks really good. He's always really good in game. The dynamic is nice, and his play styles are really, really good. He's really good all rounded too. He has scoring play styles, passing, ball control, defending, physical. So he's a play style everywhere. He'll be a great box to box. And another one, shout out 20 Buchanan. I just really want Buchanan so I can pack him before him. But I'd really like Goretzka.
Yeah, that's fair, man. But yeah, I think I mentioned it. Frankie De Jong, man. I would just love to get my hands on that card.
He's
coming down in price. Yeah, he was 3.5 million. Now he's 2.5. So keep coming down, Frankie. That would be great. Kev, Mallory Swanson, formerly known as Mallory Pugh. That card looks amazing. Now she's 5-5. Surely she's going to feel amazing in game. You know, her gold card did at the beginning of the game. So that one's really interesting. I totally forgot about Goretzka too, Brando. Yeah, looking at his play styles now, and he's just a monster in game. So if you were to pack that card, that's kind of your box to box, him or De Jong. I mean, I wouldn't complain about either one. They're about the same price. And then I think Philly Foden, man, he's got the 5-star weak foot now, finesse shot plus, trickster plus, so you can still do some of the flick ups because he's still 4-star skills. So that card looks amazing too. I've been playing Kevin's 4-3-3, the second variant, and him in that left center mid role. I mean, he just seems like a dream in that role. I know I'm using Socrates dude right there now, but Philly Foden with the finesse plus and his silky left stick dribbling, and then he's got some good play styles to go along with that, and he's normally a creative player. I mean, that card just seems amazing too. 71 defending. I don't have the end games in front of me, so he's got some defensive capabilities too. But yeah, I mean, going over this team now, what did we think about last week? I know we got some feedback on Twitter. Maybe people are wanting to know some of the cheaper cards that we maybe used. Kevin, I know you asked the question before the pod, but I don't know, Kevin, let's just start with you. Did you use any of the cheaper cards, or which foot birthday cards did you use last week, and how'd you feel about the content in general?
Yeah, so let me start off here. Let me highlight one card in particular. That way I don't maybe take too many because there are only so many cheap, like, good-ish cards. Actually, all of the cheap cards are actually pretty usable, I would say, from last promo, so maybe not. But for me, it was Rose Lavelle. That card was amazing. She got the USA link, Women's Leagues links as well, which are great in-game, and starting to get more of them, making those links even more desirable. So that's a W, and the card is awesome. You guys all probably packed her. In fact, you guys... Apparently, according to what I've seen, you guys have all packed her many times, over and over and over, right? So, really good in game, worth giving a try, and really fun if you play any sort of system, and I guess, well, I was going to say not everybody does, but actually it seems like everybody does play a system, like a 4-3-2-1, where you have one of your center mids getting forward. I do that in my 4-3-3, where one of my center mids gets forward. She was awesome there, basically a cam in game, so if you need that sort of a player, she would be good, and as for content as a whole, I think that... The Evo content was a huge W. I'd like to mention that first, especially at the start of the week. It definitely slowed down. In fact, it didn't just slow down, it stopped. Like, they just forgot about it after a while. But when it was there, it was great. And SBCs were cool and fun. I think maybe we were missing, like, a more top-end version, but, like, a top-end card. But as far as, like, one fun SBC I'd like to highlight, since those are more accessible maybe than cards that you either packed or didn't, Maya Yoshida... was amazing in game, played next to Bastoni for me this weekend as a pairing, and honestly, they were both just as good as each other. They kind of sort of look similar in game. They're both roughly the same-ish size. They both got dark hair. I know that's not really a lot, but from far away, kind of look similar, and I couldn't tell who was who because they both were the guy that was making that big defensive play at the end. I went 11-1 in champs, and Yoshida was a superstar. What a guy. So just wanted to point him out, and I saw... Some of you guys also use that Yoshida, so let me hear from you, Dan. I know that you did use him, right? I saw you streaming with them.
Yeah, I did use him purely because he was so cheap, right? I had a bunch of spare 84s. I was like, you know what? I'll do him. And I put him into the team as well. So I think I was just tired of playing with a Cannavaro. So I was like, you know what? I'll chuck him in. I also put him next to Bastoni. At the time, he hadn't been upgraded, but I did use him next to Bastoni, and... He's honestly so, so good, right? He's got all the right play styles. He didn't feel like he was just an 84 squad. He felt a lot more expensive as a defender. Obviously, he's that cheap purely because of links, but I pretty much linked him into the team with Sawa Team of the Year and Radioactive Messi. So he got all the chem he needed. It worked out really well. So that was good. But to answer the original question about... A cheap player I started to use last week would be Sorloth. So it's pretty obvious the style of play I had to switch to. I just crossed it into him. Every corner felt like a penalty. It was pretty good. And something I found recently that was super effective is that rather than crossing it in, what you can do is if you're in midfield with a player with long ball plus, you just put in a chipped through ball into him, and he just wins it almost every single time against it. A defender, so that was quite cool. But yeah, so that would be my pick for like cheap beast or discard value card that everyone should actually try out. Speaking of long ball plus, I did pack the 5-star skill Schweinsteiger earlier this week, which was very, very cool. I was not really expecting it. I posted a clip on it onto my Twitter. I thought it'd be stash because it just said CM. And then I freaked out. So it was good. It was good. I was very happy with that. It seems like the past few promos, I've always packed one icon. Like, not anything crazy. Like, I haven't packed a Hullet or something. But, yeah, like, so I think Future Stars, I packed a Rooney as well. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with that. But, yes, get onto your Aerial Plus, guys. It's annoyingly effective.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I was just going to say... Schweini was the one that I wanted from last week, so GG's on that, man. Looks crazy. And as far as cheap beasts are concerned, I actually used a couple. I used Sorloth as well as a super sub in my team in my weekend league. And yeah, I can just vouch for what you already said, Dan, and he's amazing. I feel like the combination of physicality and good pace was so difficult to deal with for defenders. And he has a 5-star weak foot too, so not having to worry about finishing on either foot is just amazing. And another card that I used as a super sub as well is Sergei Milinkovic-Savic. He's amazing. I've always liked his cards. And this one didn't disappoint either. He's really good. Whenever you want to close out a game and you just need some physicality in midfield, you need a guy that just holds everything together, then he was really good. Obviously, really dominant in midfield, but his passing is really good as well. And his finishing is decent too. So I really enjoyed using those cards. I think I packed each of them at least 3 times, if not more. So I think I'm going to keep both of them on my bench and use them as well. So and keep using them. So I think it was a pretty good week. I was expecting a bit more from the grind in general. I felt a bit unrewarded for the amount of time that I put in into doing upgrades and player picks. But you know, that's how the game is. You know, some weeks you pack something and other weeks you don't pack anything. And if you're like me, you don't pack anything ever. So we go again this week. I was actually just looking at the team and noticed that there's a Jordi Alba card, which could be really cool as well to link Messi. So trying to stay positive and we go again this week. How about you, John?
Yeah, I only used one kind of keeper card, and I think he's one of the better CDMs I've used this year. You know, if you know me, you know I love Paulinho. His foot birthday card, he's medium high. He's 6'3", I believe. 5-star skills, 4-star weak foot. He's got the Bruiser Plus, which is amazing as a CDM or a center back. You know, you bully them off the ball and you don't really get those tackle backs or RNG that happens with him. He just kind of shrugs them off and sends them to Narnia, and then you can just pick out a pass to a fullback or somebody higher up the pitch. And yeah, he's got the long ball plus the regular play style, which is nice. I really do like that play style from a stay back CDM on specifically on deep lying playmaker. I was thinking drop between defenders, but that's not in the game this year. But yeah, he's really, really good. He's just lacking that top-end pace. But other than that, I mean, he's really amazing. He's got really good base physical stats. So you just put the shadow on him to get the defense up and the pace up as much as you can. And, you know, if you don't have the fodder or the coins to do this Tchouaméni that came out, he's insane. You know, and then I know guys like Kevin like kind of the zippy Conte-esque CDMs. But if you're like me and you like the big bruisers as your CDMs, I mean, this Paulinho is amazing. I think he's like 12K, just above discard value. Links to João Felix, the love of my life. So I'm really loving that card. And then also, instead of saving packs, I kept ripping them because I wanted Laurent Blanc, who I was unable to pack, and Edwin van der Sar, who I did pack from a 85-plus player pick. So I was really happy about that. Normally love him in game. I see a lot of people on X say that he's the worst goalkeeper ever. And I think you hear that about with every goalkeeper. I mean, even you heard that about Schmeichel, and he's the most frustrating goalkeeper to play against this year in my experience. But yeah, I love him. I put a glove on him just like I do all my goalkeepers, because you know, you look on Footbin and it, you know, basic looks the best usually. But I always put glove on them. Like I've had experiences where I've had goalkeepers on basic and they just are weird.
Mm-hmm. And then yeah, I don't know.
Put the glove on them. Yeah. You put the glove on them and then they're fine. You know, they're fine. And I'm 3-0 in weekend league. In my last game, I was playing somebody that was maybe a little bit better than me. And Van der Sar had 9 saves. The guy was kind of spamming long balls, so the numbers are inflated, but he did save like one or two where I'm like, damn, that dude probably should have scored on me there. So I say to you guys, skill issue, that say Vandersaar sucks, and try a glove on him. Honestly, try a glove on him. I tell that to everybody. You know, always put a glove on your goalkeeper. I don't know what it is, but it just works for me. So
I have some thoughts on Vandersaar, actually. I'm thinking that these people, because it seemed he was relatively like packable this week, right? Like, I think some people were starting to get him, right? And this was probably the first time that they've got to try him this year. And I also think, now we said last week that the patch did nothing to the game. I'm starting to think that maybe, and we're saying those server issues, I think that maybe that is a feature of the patch. Everything's just a little more emphasized, delayed, and everything. And I feel like that translates to the keepers. Keepers become fucking idiots when this happens, when the gameplay gets bad. And I feel like that's what it is, right? I feel like that the keepers are just selling, because literally every keeper has been selling this week. They've all been so bad this week, and I don't know what the hell's going on there. It's weird. And I don't know if you guys are feeling the patch at all anymore. I mean, so when we, last week, we said it was probably server issues. It's not the patch. But I'm starting to think, because I've had a whole week of it, and there have been no times where the game hasn't felt like this, at least for me. So I want to hear if you guys have had a similar experience. It's just been so muddy and slow. It's like you're playing in really bad gameplay. Every touch is emphasized. Every pass, you know, it doesn't go to the guy that you want to, because if you even slightly touch the stick another way, like it goes. Anyways, it takes so long to get the pass off. All of that is fucked up. So have you guys had that experience? Has anyone else had that, or have you guys got good gameplay maybe?
Yeah, so just a good example, Kev, when we played co-op last weekend. Yeah, and when I was playing champs, I usually play on Saturday, but I tried Friday, it was bad. Saturday was bad. Sunday was bad. Then I tried Monday, and like, I feel like every single day I'm playing the same muddy gameplay. Like, I don't feel any improvement. Like, I don't know. It's just been really bad, and like, I don't know if I've noticed like a difference in the patch on my PlayStyle Pluses and other mechanics, but I just feel like everything is so slow. Like, the inputs are slow, the passes are slow, the finishing is horrible, the keepers are stupid. So I don't know. Like, I've really been limiting some gameplay. I've just been grinding the menus, but I'm not sure if anyone else had a similar experience, because mine has been really, really bad.
Yeah, I think, Kev, what the word you used, which I kind of relate to the most, is emphasized. Like, every time I win the ball back, like, I've just started passing it back to my goalkeeper, because I've either had a button delay where I'm, like, trying to pass to my fullback, and then I've thought the pass was going to get off, like, a second or two earlier. Now I'm trying to, like, run up the field with my fullback, and then I pass it right to, like, Timo Werner, my opponent's Timo Werner, just runs in for a tap in. So yeah, it's just been really bad. Button delay, yeah, they say they added like a bajillion animations, and I think that could be something that maybe has thrown things off, because yeah, specifically whenever I win the ball back in and around my opponent's, or around my final third, defending my own goal, like, it's just been hell trying to get the ball out. I feel like probably once out of every three or four games, like, I just literally, like I just said, pass the ball to my opponent's striker, because I've passed to my fullback or whoever else that was open at the time. So I've literally just started passing back to my goalkeeper and then spraying it out to a fullback or somebody from there. So yeah, hopefully something gets better, but I think we've heard a lot of similar frustrations around the community, and it's good to hear that. It's just not my own connection, because I did think that was the case, but it sounds kind of like everyone's kind of having similar issues. So,
yeah, gameplay has been very, very interesting, I would say. And I don't know. I mean, still, I've kept playing it and still doing my best to try and enjoy it. I come back every day trying. I think we're just like romantics, right? We are truly romantics. We love this game in the best of times and in the worst of times, despite all of that being out of our control, right? So hopefully better things to come. I don't know if anyone else has had this experience. I know Dan, I was watching you stream. Yours, I don't know. How are you feeling when you were streaming, though?
It's certainly worse than normal, right? Like, I normally, okay, maybe I don't know how to identify it, but I normally don't feel like I have bad gameplay. Like, I normally feel like it's okay, but this week it has been tough. There's definitely been games where I think emphasis is exactly the right word, right? Like, there's always one or two extra animations that get left in there when trying to pass, when trying to take a touch, that kind of thing. On stream, I think I was doing okay. Like, I was just playing bad, right? I could blame servers and everything, but I was also just playing bad as well. But I think it's definitely worse than it has been. But that said, I also do wonder, like, how much of that is down to the power curve. And by that, I mean that, you know, we've got all these different stats that are in the game, right? Defensive awareness, aggression, like, we kind of don't really know what they do, right? And is it just that all the defenders now have higher aggression, etc., and that's, I don't know, exerting extra aura on your attackers when they have to take touches? Like, I don't know how much is servers versus power creep versus anything, but the problem is that EA don't really communicate this kind of stuff. If you see other game devs out there, right, they'll say, this patch, we improve this by 10%, and this is the effect. EA don't really do that. They sometimes do, right? Like, sometimes they have those animations on the site where they show, like, this if you take 100 shots, but it's not consistent. So it'd be good to get more comms from EA. I think my gameplay has gotten worse, but I can't tell how much is down to servers.
Yeah, communication would be nice, right? And even when they do put these graphics out, it feels like you have to be, like, really, like, in the loop and, like, really connected to the community to even find them, right? It's not like if you're just a casual, you'll ever see this, right? So yeah, Martin, did you play Weekend League this past week? How was your experience?
Sorry, yeah, I did. I did actually play this week. Well, last week. I played most of my games on Sunday and on Monday, and I didn't feel the gameplay was particularly worse for me than it is most of the time. I actually had a good experience playing Weekend League on Monday. I actually played a very basic 4-2-3-1, just very stable and just focused on, you know, passing the ball, making short passes, safe passes, and I actually had a good result for me. I went 11-9, so this is the third or fourth time that I get 11 wins this year. So I'm starting to see the light again. I feel like I've been playing well. And then I haven't really played the rest of the week because I got banned. I got banned, and I'm not really proud to say that, but you know, it is what it is. I'll just tell you guys, so you guys are smarter than me, and don't go for the bait. Don't respond to offensive messages. Don't get into stupid arguments with people that you play with. I actually got upset about a message that I got on chat during my last game of Weekend League on Monday, to which I responded with an insult in Spanish. So I guess I was reported for that. I was lucky enough to finish my Weekend League, and as I was opening my rewards, I was just kicked out of the PlayStation of the PlayStation Online features, so I can't really access the game until Monday. So guys, don't do that. Be smarter than me. Don't get upset. It's just a game, and yeah, I'll just do some grinding on the menus, on the web app, on the companion app, and we'll go again on Monday.
Nice. Yeah, I got this is the one John taught me. John told me always just hit them with scoreboard in the message after, so I've been doing that now. Yeah, I got that one from John. This guy this weekend, He said six at the back is a cry for help, Cheeto Fingers. So I hit him with the scoreboard. And my tactics are on my Twitter. I think they're pretty offensive. So I don't. I think this guy just sucks. Yeah. And he said Cheeto FA Fingers. Cup, FA Cup good. plus Klopp game because I have a Liverpool profile. So he just hit him with the scoreboard again. Touch grass, scoreboard. Grow up, scoreboard. So that's yeah. Credit to John.
Yeah, these kids don't know what it was like in the early 2000s on Xbox chat. You know, we're veterans, we're war hardened. You know, these kids are soft these days. They wouldn't last 2 seconds in a Halo 2 game chat. So I'll tell you that right now.
No way. And I got to that Halo 2 game chat by walking uphill 10 miles in the snow both ways. So there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully gameplay gets better. I don't know. I've mentioned it to somebody on X. I'm not really a guy who's like, yeah, EA patched this game into oblivion. And I feel like the game's pretty much the same most of the time every year. There's subtle changes that happen with patches, but I'm not one of those guys who's just thinks the game sucks because EA patched it into oblivion. But this year, I feel that way for sure because I really was loving gameplay earlier this year. And honestly, up until this last patch, really, my gameplay had been semi-consistent. You know, I feel like it was good gameplay 60% of the time and then 40%, like, and a little bit terrible. So I don't know. They did something with this last one. I think we're onto something. I think it is the animations. Kevin, I think, used the correct word, emphasize touches, and I don't know what they did, but if they could just reverse it, that would be great.
yeah. It's been I don't know. Also, I've heard the theory that maybe EA, and I really don't know how servers work. I have no idea how they work. But some people are saying, oh, maybe like to cut costs, they shut off like some of them. I don't even know if that's how servers work. They shut off like half, therefore, you know, because in theory, there should be less of us on the game, right? I mean, I know that maybe that's not necessarily true. The game's cheaper now. Maybe more casuals hop in, but the hardcore dedicated base are the ones playing the game, probably taking up like 90% of the server like load because we're the ones playing a fuck ton of games, whereas casuals maybe play one or two at a time. There should be less of us, right? There should be less of that happening right now, and that it feels like when you play the game, like there's like it's like day one, everyone's flooded the servers and everything. Even day one, the game doesn't feel like this, right? So it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. Just weird. EA being EA.
Yeah, speaking of EA being EA, I don't know, Martin, you had the tweet. Let me pull it up here. I guess EA on, was it the Yaya Toure card? Here it is. Yeah, the Yaya Toure fantasy card and the Wesley Schneider fantasy card. They had incorrect leagues listed on the cards. So if you had purchased one of these cards, you were refunded your coins and you got to keep the card. But, you know, I would assume because of an inconvenience, maybe you bought Yaya Toure because he was a La Liga card. I don't even know what these cards were linked to be honest. They're too expensive for little old me. But it's kind of like a Cruyff situation. If you bought the card, you were refunded your coins. So I didn't even notice anybody like make a fuss about having incorrect leagues on the card. I think EA just kind of told on themselves. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but Martin, what are you thinking about this?
Man, I think this is some real bullshit. And I think people should be upset about this because when this happened with Cruyff, I think Cruyff was, what was he, like 10 million? I don't even know, man. But these cards, the Yaya, he was like 2 million maybe, and then once the rumors of compensation started to come out, then he went up to 3 point something in the span of minutes. And people started, you know, traders started to give people the heads up about this situation. And I think a lot of people managed to get in on this and will probably make a lot of profit out of this. And I don't know, man. I don't know if this is the right way to deal with a situation like that, but I feel like this is going to have a big impact on the market and on cards' value in general. I don't know, man. So I feel like people were very vocal and very upset about the whole Messi situation, and I hope we see this with the same eyes. You know, this is some real bullshit that's going on, and it's not the first time that it's happened this year either. So I can understand mistakes happen, and I feel like we've become accustomed to EA making mistakes, but this is a big one, and I feel like this is gonna impact a lot of people, a lot of the traders that have a lot of coins and manage to get a lot of the Yaya cards or the Schneider. They're probably gonna make a lot of coins now. So
yeah,
pretty upsetting situation.
A lot of coins. Yeah, I saw some guy on Twitter that he had wrote, so am I going to get 60 million? And in theory, I mean, yeah, if he sold that many, I mean, enough to be 60 million. Yeah, he should get 60 million, right? And I wrote this down earlier in the week, because did the compensation come yesterday or today when they announced it, the post? Maybe in the past 24 hours, I would say, it's been announced. Because I wrote this down earlier in the week. I was saying that at the time, it wasn't mentioned too much, like you said, John, right? I didn't see too many people talking about it. And I wrote down, like, they need to be giving compensation for this. It's not necessarily for these traders and people, because obviously we know what they're doing, right? They're doing this for the compensation, right? But imagine you're a casual. You grinded up 3 million, you played the whole year, and you went, man, I could finally get Yaya Toure. I love the Premier League. My favorite team is Chelsea or something. I mean, Chelsea doesn't make sense. Man City, because you would get him. And, you say, okay, like, I love Man City. I want Yaya Toure in my team. Let's get him in the team. That would be great, right? And then they go ahead and switch the league on you. Like, you kind of have to, like, give compensation for this. So I don't know what they're supposed to do here. It's just another case of them fucking up, this is a serious fuck up. I don't know what the hell they're doing again. EA is showing their incompetence. The fact they don't give a shit, like, at all. Like, they just do not care. And for them, I mean, they really don't care, because for a lot of us, these coins, like, you work really hard, they're, like, precious to you, you work so hard for them, they mean a lot to you. For them, they just go, all right, let's go click some X's and O's into their account, and that's it, right? So it's, I don't know, it just shows they don't really care, right? And they probably don't play their game.
Yeah, and it just sucks, because it seems like the rich get richer from this, because if you're able to afford those cards, which are millions of coins, you know, the people that bought them basically got their coin total doubled or tripled or whatever that now. So yeah, that's a little bit unfortunate. At least the Messi situation, it was untradeable. It was from the player pick. You know, it didn't really affect the market. Well, I guess it probably did with Messi's price, but yeah, it's just tough. I think they should have just left it as is. I don't think anybody was, you know, complaining about it. So the card had been out for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks now, so I mean, just leave it as it is, and like, well, it is what it is. You bought the card knowing what league was on it, so we're just gonna keep it that way. So I don't know, kind of crazy, kind of scummy. So I don't know. What do you guys think, Dan, Brando? You got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just stupid. And like what you said earlier, if you have the coins and you're able to buy these cards, then you win and everyone else loses. So I don't know. It just shows like how incompetent EA are, because we've had so many mistakes over this year. So I don't know. I just think it's another bad situation that, you know, it's just going to get cleared up quickly. Going to move on into Todd. So then, yeah, you're going to accidentally give 99% of players the team of the season Mbappe for buying the $500,000 store pack. So I don't know. It's just silly. Like, it shouldn't be happening, which is my main issue. Like, for the amount of money they make, for the amount of, like, or how big their game is, how big of a company they are, it just shouldn't be happening. I don't even know how they make these mistakes in the first place. Like, that's just what like confuses me. Like, how do you even make these mistakes in the first place? But I don't know. It's just a bad situation. Anyone else have any other input?
Look, I know EA is a really big company. I think EA have arguably bigger problems on their plate right now. So I don't know if you guys saw Apex. They had a pro tournament this week. And basically what happened kind of halfway through games, they had a couple pros. They got hacked live on stream. And the hacker took over their screen. They turned on like aimbots and war hacks. Like, this was live on stream. It was an official tournament. So they had to like shut down the whole tournament and work out what the hell was going on. And they've contacted the company that makes their anti-cheat, and there's a whole bunch of work that presumably is happening right now to try to work out what actually went wrong. So I know that EA team probably don't look after EAFC, but yeah. But on this issue, yeah, I agree with everyone. Like, how the hell does this happen, right? How do you have a card just randomly change league? That doesn't really make sense to me. But in terms of the compensation thing, I think this is probably just the situation, like happens a lot in life, right, where the legally correct answer isn't the sensible answer, right? So I think that they probably talk to all their lawyers, right, and they say, okay, what the hell can we do here? And the lawyers basically say, all right, anyone who spent coins on this should get all those coins back because they bought a product that was faulty, effectively, right? And unfortunately, an unintended impact of that is very much that traders with like tens and 20 millions of coins get 60 mil back because they just constantly flip these constantly, right? So yeah, it sucks, but I really don't think that that's likely to change unless they change all the quality assurance processes that they have, which also won't change. So we're screwed.
I'm learning that this year, we were talking about this year coins don't matter as much. This is Zero the Untradables. Actually, coins matter a whole lot because I was thinking, if you want to pack a team of the year, your best chance of getting one is saving a buttload of coins, buying all the store packs with coins, and then if before that happens, maybe EA has a monumental fuck up like this again, you get to go buy all those cards, and then you have all of a sudden five times as many store packs, right? So that's actually the play. Yeah, I think coins actually are very valuable now. It's really the only way to pack these promo cards, right? I saw a lot of people, they were doing, there was like an icon pack, and I've seen people complaining about some content creators making videos on these packs and stuff. That's, I don't know. I mean, do what you want with your money. I would say that do not spend your hard-earned cash on that because it's just not worth it. But that's a whole different discussion. What I would say is that pack, if you had 750K to spend on it, it was an icon guarantee pack. I feel like for 750K, if you have the coins, that was a great like gamble to take. Like, that is one that you wanted to take the risk on. Like, if you're ever going to take the risk, I mean, of gambling your coins, that would have been a great one to do it on, right? So maybe next year we don't do a team of the year pack save, do a team of the year coin save, and then, you know, we can actually pack one.
There we go. We're learning.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you guys, and this is connected to what you just said, Kevin. What's your strategy right now in regards to Rivals rewards? Because I've been thinking about taking the tradable rewards, to be honest, just taking a gamble on the packs and maybe see if I can get like a good promo card that I can turn into coins. What are you guys thinking?
Did anyone take anything different than like just untradable rewards?
Nah, I took untradable.
I took untradables this week.
I took something different, actually.
Ooh.
What did you take?
I took, they normally you get the options of tradable.
I took coins. Sorry, coins and untradable stuff.
You know,
sorry.
You, us, man. Yeah, you know, great minds and all that, right? So I did the same thing. My logic was, so you normally get the option of tradable, untradable, or untradable with a little bit of coins in there, right? So I noticed that for Division 4, I grinded up from Division 7 to 4 this week so I could secure the better rewards. The only difference... Yeah, I know. The only difference there was the only difference there if the, between the untradeable rewards and the untradeable with coins was you lost 184 times four, and I think you got 285 times threes and 84 times four, and then maybe like a couple of rare megas and like a prime gold, something like that, right? But the main difference was you lost, rather than getting 284 times fours, you got one. And but in exchange for that, you got 20k. So I thought that's kind of worth it. I'd rather use this 20k and I don't know, do something with it, go towards a future evil or something. That'd be cool. So that was kind of my thinking there. It felt like 20k was worth more to me than an 84 times four. So maybe a play. And then also what you mentioned, the tradable packs. I feel like if you just sell everything, you're going to be rich, right? There's so much fodder in there. I know that it's not worth as much as it once was, but it's still worth something.
Yeah, I mean, you can just start saving up coins, and then whenever a big pack comes out, like the one we had last week, then you can just go ahead and say, fuck it, this will be my accumulated rewards for, like, I don't know how long. But yeah, I think maybe the rewards, picking of rewards mentality is going to shift a bit now that coins are really the more valuable asset to have in your clubs. Because I was really considering getting that 750k pack myself, and then Brando suggested that I should wait for this week, which I did. And so this week I'll probably get that pack, because, you know, when you grind the game so much and you don't get like the really good cards, you start looking at the store and then your mind just starts telling you, you know, this is the only chance of packing a good card. This is the only chance to pack a promo icon. So I feel like that's what they're doing to us right now.
Maybe some food for thought going forward.
Yeah. Just to build on that store pack dot, and it's true. Like, let's just say someone grinds 100 player picks, right? They do all the crafting upgrades, they do player picks, and they don't pack anything. You know, when you start to get to a point where you grind a lot and you don't pack anything, it's almost like you kind of get desperate for a good card. So then you look over at the store and you see a store pack with whatever, like guaranteed cards, guaranteed promo icons, and you know how hard it is to actually pack a promo icon. And then you're like, yeah, it could be a fodder one, but it could also be Pele. So they really know how to get you in these store packs. And I do agree that 750k is actually, I think if you had the coins, I would send the pack. You know, I feel like we're already at that time of the year where, you know, it's almost tots. Obviously, we're still far from the end of the game cycle, but it's not like it's November, October anymore. So, again, I don't know if I'd fully recommend it, because there's a good chance it'd be bad, but it's worth a gamble. But, yeah, they just really know how to get you with these store packs. And I do agree that coins now are pretty important, because I think during Team of the Season, we're going to have some very, very big store packs.
Yeah, and Evos, probably.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's a good shout.
Because, you know, and we're getting these good SBCs every week now, and we're starting to see more 90-rated squads being required, and it's actually a very easy way to get, you know, high rated fodder when your picks or your packs start to dry up a bit. So I think they're just, you know, making everything work together and funnel you to the store. So I'm not gonna spend money on the game. I already said that. But and I wouldn't suggest any of you do that either. But yeah, using your coins to get these packs, could be a good idea if you're financially, you know, stable within the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's just scary kind of buying cards too whenever, you know, they're up above a certain threshold. So especially above the 750K mark, because they could fluctuate so much. You buy a card on Wednesday and then a similar card or a comparable card gets leaked. And then now you're down or out of 100 or 200K. So, yeah, honestly, I think that could be the way forward. So I think I'm highly considering it. I spent 100K on an Evo for my Swedish team this morning. And then I'm at like 875K right now. So I think I might have to send that pack to finish off Chua Mini. So, yeah. What do you guys think? You guys want to do some questions or?
Yeah,
yeah,
we got one. Yeah, we got one from our boy Sharpie. He always gives the best questions. So, all right, this is for each one of us to answer. Sharpie asks: top five leagues, Prem, Liga, Bundesliga, La Liga, and Serie A. Who is your favorite team from each league? So let's start with guests first. Let's go with you, Dan. Dan, who are your favorite teams from each league? If you have one.
I was hoping that you wouldn't actually ask me to go first because I need to have a think about this. Prem is pretty obvious, obviously. I am a Liverpool fan, as I think all of you probably know. La Liga.
Ooh.
Pick Ooh, one. That's nice. Yeah, I don't know. I've got no idea. I've got no idea why. Like, I'm just picking one now. Well, what else we got? League One. I'm going to go for Marseille purely because, like, in the 2000s, we played them a lot in the Champions League. I swear, every single year we always had them in our group. So I'll go Marseille. Why not? Bundesliga, well, I don't know. Like, I can't really choose. And Serie A, I'm going to go for AS Roma. Why not? Purely because I did a Football Manager save for them. I think in Football Manager 2017 or something like that. That was pretty good. I think Parma are in the second term, right? Because I also did a very long save with them as well, many, many years ago. But yes, that's my half answer. And how about you, John?
Yeah, Premier League, I mean, that one's Liverpool. We all know that. Bundesliga, Dortmund. I'm a big Dortmund guy. I mean, just kind of stems from Jurgen Klopp. Love the football he played there. It was kind of when I first started getting into club football. The first ever Champions League I watched from start to finish was that Dortmund and Bayern final in 2012, and what a final that was. Mario Götze, Lewandowski, Gundogan, Royce, Blaszczykowski, Piszczek. I mean, what a team that was for Dortmund. And yeah, love watching them. The yellow wall is so passionate. Serie A, Milan, AC Milan, for those that need to differentiate between the two. Love them growing up. You know, you always saw the superstars playing for them. Ronaldinho, Kaká, Maldini. So I like following them a little bit. Of course, Zlatan played for them as well. La Liga, I don't know. I don't really like any of the teams in La Liga, if I'm being completely honest. But if I had to pick one, I don't know if I do want to pick one. We'll just go with Real Sociedad, because Alexander Isak played for them, and Kubo played for them as well. So we'll go with them. And I don't want to give any of Madrid or Barcelona fans satisfaction of picking them. And then Ligue 1, let's go with Olympique Lyon. I don't know why, I don't know. I would use them a little bit in seasons growing up. So I liked Alexander Lacazette when he played for them and was tearing it up for them. So we'll just go with them. What about you, Martin?
Okay, here we go. Prem, obviously Liverpool. I like, we all do. I love Liverpool. Bundesliga, I'm actually going to have to choose a team in the second Bundesliga.
Yes.
That's HSV. Sorry. HSV, you know, I have some family connections and some sentimental connections in Hamburg. I lived there for a while, so I love the city. I love the team. But if I had to choose one in the Bundesliga, it'd be Borussia Dortmund as well, just for the reasons that John already mentioned. Klopp, the yellow wall, the passion. I just love the team and the supporters as well. La Liga, I like Real Madrid. I know, boo, boo, boo. But yeah, I like Real Madrid. I love the city and I really like the team as well. Which ones am I missing? Oh, Ligue 1. I'm going to shout out Marseille as well. Only for the fact that that's the favorite team from a former host of ours, Jandy. So Marseille. and they always get the best cards in foot as well. So Marseille. And in Serie A, I like Milan as well, AC Milan as well. Just for the history and the football heritage, what they represent, I think it's an awesome team. Was an awesome team growing up. And that's it, I think, right? How about you, Brando?
Well, starting with Bundesliga, so it's pretty obviously Bayern. You know, I love Müller, my idol. Müller, if you're watching this, please just send me an autograph of everything. I love you. Prem, I'd say Liverpool. I followed Liverpool for a while. I just could never like get myself to support any of the other Prem clubs. No offense, Arsenal. moving on. Serie A, AC Milan, you know. I'm actually a new AC Milan supporter because, you know, the GOAT, Pulisic and Musa.
That's right.
They both play there. Yeah. And yeah, I love the club. Stinky Pinter with Buchanan. So yeah, I hate them. League One's a tough one. I don't know if I have like any connection with any club. I just say I like Brest. Let's just say that.
Ooh.
That's my favorite club. Oh. Yeah.
And you're the Brest man.
For no specific reason. Yeah. And then Brest, man. La Liga. See, the thing with La Liga, if I say Madrid, all the Madrid fans are going to be happy. And if I say Barca, all the Barca fans are going to be happy. So I'm just going to annoy everyone and say Atletico Madrid.
Oh, boo.
There you go. Good choice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn now, right? It's my turn. So let's see. Let's start off with the Prem here. We like Manchester City. La Liga, we like Real Madrid. Serie A, we like Juventus. Ligue 1, we like No, I'm just kidding. For Prem, Liverpool. I've supported Liverpool my whole life. My dad got me to support Liverpool, and I've supported them since then. So that is the only football club I support in the world, actually. But I do, in La Liga, really like Osasuna. I really like them. They've had a few Iranian players in the past, and two in particular. One in particular, Nekunam, who has the most appearances for any foreign player in the club's history. So like them a lot. Serie A, definitely Milan. I know Dom, a hairy ape, would like that one. I like Milan. They've always been cool. Their kits are cool. Their vibes are cool. Their players are really cool, right? John mentioned a lot of them, as well as the likes of like people. And I remember back in the day when I would play career mode, I would always use them because you could have Seedorf sitting just behind people and Zaghi, and you would just be pinging those balls into him. It was amazing. So I love that. They were so, so good back then. We loved Milan. And of course, that famous, actually one of like the defining days for me as a football fan was Liverpool against Milan in the Champions League. It was my 12th birthday, so that was a great day. So Milan will be there as well. Ligue 1 is tough. I'd probably say, Lyon, because we're Basha aficionados, so Lyon. Bundesliga, I'm going to go with Martin. I like Hamburg.
Let's go.
They once had a player named Medi Matavicchia, who once had, well, in 2003, he set the record for the most assists in the Bundesliga in a single season. I'm sure that record has been broken since then, but he was doing that playing for Hamburg, so I love them. They gave a few Iranian players a chance, so they have a special place in my heart. And is that all of them? Is that all the league? I think that's all of them. So those are my teams. Oh, I would actually say Portuguese league is probably actually a top five league over Ligue 1. So I would say that FC Porto, we'd take them over any Ligue 1 team.
Yeah, that's
agreed.
Nice. Yeah, and Sporting Kansas City and the Kansas City Current are all of our favorite teams in the U.S. So no yeah, further debate.
I just have to add an additional note. Inter Miami, I've been a fan since, I can't even remember, I think like 1938. I know, such a long time. So.
Founding year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually been a fan since Messi joined. So, big club, much bigger than Orlando City. So, yeah, they can hold that. But, yeah, I love Inter Miami. Messi, if you're listening to this, you're my idol. After Muller and Pulisic and Musa.
And Suarez.
And CR7. All right. I think we've pissed off every fan base on the podcast. So,
yeah.
Mission accomplished, guys. Mission accomplished. So.
Yeah.
But Dan, I am so glad the stars finally aligned and we're able to hang out today. So. Thank you for joining us, and it was a pleasure, man. I'm really excited. So, let the people know where to find you. I know they've heard your voice before, if they're fans of the show. So, where can people find you though if they haven't?
Yeah. If you don't already know, you can find me on Twitch at dandanmian _. So dandanmian. I usually stream in the mornings my time on weekends, so I think that's like afternoon/evening for all you guys in the States, and it's kind of late night for those in the UK, and weekdays I kind of stream one or two weekdays at night here, so pretty late for all of you guys in the States, but nice and early in the morning for everyone in the UK. But yeah, that's where you'll be able to find me.
Nice. Brando, what about you, the master of the plug?
Yep, you can find me at BrandoLive_ on X, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, even though I'm a bit of a part-timer. And yeah, one more note. I love Atletico Madrid. Just want to let you guys know that. And I think they're bigger than Madrid and Barca. So just leaving it there. Thank you for having me on. So Dan, you're my idol.
I could agree with that one. Yeah.
Oh, Martin, what about you, brother?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Dan, for coming onto the show once again. Great episode. You can find me on X and on the NBAFT Discord at ChopsweeFC. And I just created a TikTok account a couple of days ago, but I don't really know how to use it. Or how to make any TikTok, so don't follow me there. Yeah. How about you, John?
Yeah, I'm kind of a boomer like you, Martin. So I just stay away from TikTok. I don't want the Chinese government in my phone.
That's right.
I don't want them in my phone.
Damn right.
Biden already put that 5G in my brain, and then the Pfizer vaccine. So. I need to stay away from that stuff. So,
I mean, my phone is faster since I got the vaccine. Just saying.
That is true. We've got the built-in 5G now. Gameplay on FC has gotten better. So if you aren't vaxxed, I would recommend it. oh my god. Okay. At FC_Bridges on Twitter, Twitch, and Discord. What about you, Kev?
You can find me at KevinKFUT. On all the socials. And also, just sorry, one last thing, guys, I'd like to add, there's nothing to do with 83 dupes. It's very frustrating, so keep getting 83 dupes. I don't know where to put them.
Yeah,
you do Amin Harit, and then there's nothing else to do. So
yeah. Kevin, what I do is just for the player pick method, I'm getting some team of the weeks. I just put all 83s and 82s into the team of the week player pick and just put it into the exchange.
Yeah, I'm kind
of gotten to that point.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm doing. Ooh, yeah, I'm putting all my 80,
that's so bad.
My 83, not into player picks. I'm doing into the crafting, like up the, you know what I mean, the 150 repeatable one.
Yeah,
but basically the same thing, right? So it's gotten to that point. Yeah,
nice. And you can find our podcast page on X at Your Foot Podcast, and on our X page and in our bio, there's a link tree there that will have an invite to the best Discord in the world. Of course, that is the NBAFT Discord, where we talk all things FC24 and lots of other stuff. We definitely don't talk about football dash IRL. So stay away from that channel if you go in there. Lots of great takes though, so maybe you should go in there. There's lots of great takes in there. Yeah, I guess before I go off on any more tangents, let's just wrap this up. And Dan, thank you for joining again, brother. And if this silly game gets you down and frustrated, you know, just turn off the game, relax, enjoy the NCAA tournament. Wherever you are in the world, lots of drama to be had there. And enjoy the international break that everyone cares about. So, and at the end of the day, if you don't want to do any of that, that's fine too, because it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Take care.
Peace out. Yeah.